is 7 after the hour. We celebrate the 4th of July this weekend. Asking about your favorite patriotic song. Lots of fireworks. Lots of good television. The PBS special that focuses on the country. Jimmy Smits handles that, and he is the host of it. We'll hear from him later on in this hour. Plus, Jordan Sparks. The love Jennifer has for these people from American Idol.
I know.
Well,
sick,
documented.
She's very cool. She's cool.
Nice. Yeah. From what I hear of her, she's very cool. So we'll find out about her and her coolness and things that are of import. As a matter of fact, we'll do that in a few moments. We'll have a little laughter at 10 after as well, right after this on Good Day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Spend less and get more during the Buy One, Get One free sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, you'll find great Buy One, Get One free offers on parts and accessories to keep your vehicle running right. And with O'Reilly's everyday low prices, when you buy one and get one free, you save even more. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, so this old guy, let's call him Howard. Not in the best shape. I mean, it's okay, Howard, you're not in the best shape. He was working out in the gym. Spotted a sweet young thing. No, I'm not going to tell him. This is.
Seriously,
why don't you read
Doug,
these first?
Gossip.
You can't do that to us.
Yeah, I can. See what happens when gossip in a person's life becomes a hobby. Mildred, the church gossip, self-appointed arbiter of the church's morals, kept sticking her nose into other people's business. Several residents were unappreciative of her activities. They feared her enough to maintain their silence, though. She made a mistake, however, when she accused George, a new member, of being an alcoholic after she saw his pickup truck parked in front of the town's only bar. She commented to George and many others that everybody seeing it there would know what he was doing in there. George was a man of few words. Stared at her for a moment and just walked away. He did not explain, defend, or deny. He just said nothing. Later that evening, George quietly parked his pickup truck in front of Mildred's house and left it there all night. Take care of that circumstance.
Gotcha.
Right, Rich!
Dudley!
Let's prepare for Jordan Sparks. He'll be here right after this on Good Day.
Woo-hoo!
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the side of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salonpas. Please use as directed.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
Kind of like those pants.
Hey! Parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
This is my love. I am breathing in the moment. I look around. I can't believe the love I see.
As most of you know or remember, there is a live PBS broadcast. It's become one of America's favorite Independence Day traditions, a Capitol 4th featuring performances this year from some of the best-known musical names. There's a display of fireworks that we all look forward to. Jimmy Smits is going to host this lineup. Steve Martin is going to be on. Let's see. We have a dog. And Richie, look who we've got. Jordan Sparks from American Idol. Hi, Jordan.
Hi, how are you guys?
I think we're doing well.
One of our favorites from American Idol. Now, what season was it? Season 6, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Season 6, and then I won in 2007.
What I have to ask you about, because I know, Jordan, you are on tour right now, and you're going, mm-hmm. you're out with the Backstreet Boys and New Kids on the Block. How cool is that?
I am. It's really crazy. They put on a really good show. I finally got to watch it the other night, and I mean, with all 9 of them up there, it's totally like fangirl overload. But it's
Jennifer
so much
wants
fun
to know
to
if she can be one of your backup dancers, yeah. so that she can tour with the guys too.
Can I join your tour, Jordan? Come on.
they're really really sweet. I'm almost done actually, so I only have a few more shows left, so I wouldn't be able to put you on payroll yet. But
oh, man. I'll work for free. Ask Doug. I said, ask Doug. I'll work for free.
They're really sweet. They're really really cool. A lot of them have, like, you know, their family and their kids with them. But I have to, like, compose myself because I knew a couple of New Kids songs, but I was definitely, I grew up with Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, and I was kind of, you know, I was that girl. And walking around and, like, seeing Howie and AJ from Backstreet Boys, I have to go, okay, Jordan, calm down. It's okay. You're supposed to be on this tour.
So, yeah, I mean,
it's really fun, though. They're really sweet.
And that's the crazy thing. I mean, you know, obviously from American Idol, you guys, you know, all have some music background. You're really working hard, and then you get thrust into just, boom, mainstream, top 10, all the life. All of a sudden, mm-hmm. boom, you're there. And then now you're touring with, you know, the icons like the Backstreet Boys and those guys. What kind of a reality check is that for you? I mean, you grew up in kind of a famous family with your dad being a pro football player. But what kind of a thrust into reality was that for you?
It was definitely crazy. I mean, it was like I got off stage from winning American Idol. I went and hugged my family, and then somebody tapped my shoulder and said, hey, Jordan, press in 5 minutes. And, you know, that's kind of how it's been ever since. My dad, when he played football, I mean, we were sort of in the spotlight, just, you know, my mom and me and my brother just being there and, you know, supporting him and, you know, watching him do interviews and different things like that. And I definitely watched and soaked in what my dad did and, you know, how he interacted with people and fans. And it kind of just helped translate to what I'm doing now. But it's been a lot. It's pretty much been nonstop ever since. I can't believe it's almost been 5 years.
So now you get to perform on stage at the Capitol 4th on the 4th of July with big names and on PBS. How does that feel?
It's good. I'm excited. I mean, anytime I get to sing the national anthem, I definitely feel honored in being a part of this humongous show that's, you know, been such a big deal for the past, I don't know how many years. It's going to be amazing to be able to sing that. I'm also doing the song Beauty and the Beast. It's actually the 20th anniversary of Beauty and the Beast, which is why I'm singing it. And Mark and Chelsea from Dancing with the Stars are going to be dancing to this song while I sing it. So it's going to be a really, really cool.
So you don't know this yet.
Yeah, we have to tell you.
We're
going to
help you out with something.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So Doug's a freak about the national anthem being sung properly.
It's like his thing. Mm-hmm.
And every time that somebody sings the anthem at an event, we play it back to see whether they got it right or not. So we're going to give you the upfront on whether it's right or not. Now, I don't know whether you realize this. You probably do, being a professional musician, that the word banner in the national anthem has three, was it three notes, though?
Three notes.
Three notes.
Right.
And how should it be sung?
How you want me to sing it?
I want you to sing it.
Oh, no.
All right, so here's the story.
This is the first.
The essence of my...
Jordan, we apologize, but he's a freak about this.
No, I don't like it when people don't sing it right. It's a national anthem. It should be sung right. There are three notes. Ban-ner-er. So if you sing, there's so many people who do ban-ner-er, and it drives me nuts.
There will be a test on this later, by the way.
It's ban-ner-er. Didn't we have Jordan? I thought we played back a version at one point in time that Jordan sang
and
the national anthem,
right.
And she did it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, good, I passed.
You passed. Did. Yes, you did pass. Yes. You got a gold star.
Obsessions, you know.
Right, exactly.
Oh, and don't
just remember Ban-ner-er.
We won't be playing this back next week after you do it and critiquing it and making sure that you got it right, because Doug will say, I told her how to get it right.
No pressure.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that is so funny. I love it.
Yeah. Just remember that. That's how you remember me and us, all right,
yeah.
Jordan?
The Ban-ner-er.
Ban-ner-er. Also appearing with Jordan in the show, I think I talked about Steve Martin. Josh Groban will be there, and Little Richard, the National Symphony Orchestra. You'll be singing with them. No, they're the backup for you, right? I mean, they're not backup, but they're the, yeah. So what are you going to sing?
Well, I will be doing the national anthem.
Besides the national anthem, though. Yeah, we know that. What else are you going to sing?
Yes, I'll be doing that. And then I'm doing, I'm singing Beauty and the Beast, which I know seems a little crazy, but it's actually the 20th anniversary of, you know, the movie being, you know, put out and created. And so I'm singing the song Beauty and the Beast. And then Mark Ballas and Chelsea Hightower from Dancing with the Stars are going to dance to it as well. So it's going to be this really, really pretty, intricate song. And then with the orchestra behind me, it's going to be so beautiful.
Will Little Richard be coming on stage and joining you for that number?
I do not think so. But if he waltzes on, I'm sure it'll be a great TV moment.
Jordan, I'm just curious, before we run out of time, how your life, other than the professional that you tapped on the shoulder, and it's been like that ever since, what's this done for your social life? What's your private life like?
Well, as of right now, I mean, I'm still super, super close to my family, and my brother actually just got a scholarship to play football at University of North Dakota, so we're all really excited and prepared for that. So I'm just like, now I kind of just want to be like, okay, this fall, every Saturday, PJ's going to have a game, so I got to make sure that I'm there for that. So
yeah,
thank you. Thank you so much. So I have to make sure that, you know, I fit things in, and it's crazy to have to be like, you have to tell me months in advance when things are going to happen. Because I don't know. I might be touring. I might be overseas. I might be doing whatever. Stack. It's crazy. But
football's a good sport because you know where you need to be and what time you need to be there. So that's good.
Exactly. It's good. And my friends have been really cool about it. My best friend actually just got married this past weekend, and I was the maid of honor in her wedding, and I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Oh,
so,
very cool.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of changes for sure.
You got to remember who you are, where you came from. It's nice to be important, as the old cornball disc jockey. Yeah, expression goes, but it's more important to be nice. Yeah. It really is.
There
and
you go.
You got to keep your perspective on things. Nice to meet you, Jordan. Good luck.
Right. And thank you. Nice to meet you sort of through the phone, too.
Yeah. Take good care of those dogs. Jordan
thank
Sparks.
I will. Now they're quiet.
That's good. A Capital Fourth, the top-rated program on PBS last year, as a matter of fact, from the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol. It's 8 to 9:30 Eastern time. Check your local listings on the 4th.
Tell me how
join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and be book smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be book smart now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
Into the PetSmart 4th of July sale. You'll save up to 50% on hundreds of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all varieties of IAMS dog food in 35 to 40 pound bags. No matter your dog's life stage, breed size, or specific need, PetSmart has the largest selection of IAMS formulas among leading retailers to help you find the right nutrition for your dog. Don't miss these 4th of July deals only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid July 1st through July 4th.
Who's your favorite Good Day staff member? Get more info, read their blogs, or connect with them on the team page at DougStephan.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MaineMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's MAINE Military.com, the main name in military supply.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomas & Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
So the people, Jimmy Smits, by the way, we had Jordan Sparks on. Jimmy Smits here in a few minutes, talking about the celebration of our country's birthday on Monday, the big PBS special. Meanwhile, John Lennon in the background. A story has surfaced this week that I find interesting, not only in its content, but the way it's been presented, as if John Lennon being right of center was something no one could imagine. The right-wingers have had a field day with this.
I couldn't imagine.
Pretty much the left-wingers have left it alone. But Yoko Ono apparently is shedding some light on John Lennon, whose former assistant Fred Seaman says in a new documentary that Lennon quietly converted to conservatism before he died. The assistant said, quote, John basically made it clear that if he were an American, he would vote for, if he were an American, he'd vote for Reagan because he was sour on Jimmy Carter.
So why is that so?
I think there were more conversions from Democrat to conservative during Jimmy Carter than any other period in this country's history.
He also said, the aide said that Lennon enjoyed arguing with left-wing radicals. This is American Spectator story last year that argues more or less the same thing that this documentary does. Jimmy Carter was an interesting president. Excuse me. Not our best. Among the worst we've seen. You go through the history of our country. A lot of you don't do that or haven't done that, unfortunately. But if we had a decent educational system that actually went back through the history of our country and we learned from understanding the mistakes that many presidents, I mean, president, we all are human, we all, never mind presidents, we all make mistakes. So it is not without note that you look at the accomplishments of many of our presidents and think, wow, this was really cool, or wow, this guy was really a dummy. Nobody's ever going to accuse Jimmy Carter of being a dummy. Bad manager? Yes. Good human being? Yes. Micromanaging the White House did not work for him, nor did it work for most of us. That did not change, however, who Jimmy Carter is. Not who he was. He was a lousy president. He is, and always has been, a good man. There's a new book coming out. I got the galleys for this, Richie, the other day. I'm going to hold the picture up to the camera. Those of you who are following the video stream at DougStephan.com can see the title of this manuscript, which is becoming a book about Jimmy Carter. You see that? Jimmy Carter was and is a man of peace. Sometimes he annoys some of his former colleagues by either talking too much according to them or saying things that don't help the cause, i.e. Democrats getting elected. He doesn't see that as his job anymore. As a matter of fact, he's pretty critical of many, if not most, of the current crop of Democrats. He will not speak to Bill Clinton when he sees him. They shun. You know, Clinton doesn't shun him, but he shuns him.
Speaks to you, though.
But still,
good morning, this is Jimmy Carter.
Hi. President Carter, it's Doug Steffen. How are you? I like him. Not as president, but as
a nice guy.
Person who leads a life of compassion.
Yeah.
More people can learn from the example that he has set in his retirement. The way he's helped people and not necessarily himself is kind of a good thing. And we wouldn't do justice to Jimmy Carter's memory if we did not acknowledge that. I don't think anyway. When it comes to being a peace person, he is on the top of the list. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, California recently passed a law requiring web retailers with affiliates in the state to charge sales tax on goods sold. When another company refers a customer to a product being sold online, California can now collect a use tax. Consequently, Amazon.com has ended its relationship with the state's affiliates. In other news, IBM announced another innovation that will drastically increase the speed at which data can be handled. The development called Instantaneous memory can write and read 100 times faster than flash memory. The new technology will create faster, cheaper, and more durable memory in everything from PCs to smartphones. And finally, President Obama recently called for the improvement of the online employment eligibility and immigration status system, E-Verify. It's currently used as a tool to fight illegal immigration, but is riddled with database errors. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer. Now at the Home Depot Red, White, and Blue Savings Event, save on items throughout the store, including innovative top-brand appliances like a Maytag side-by-side refrigerator for $698. At $200 off, you get more than you'd think for a lot less than you thought. All thanks to store-wide low prices at the Red, White, and Blue Savings Event. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 6th while supplies last. U.S. Home Depot store for details.
You know the old saying, if you can't stand the heat, get into Napa. Stop into any participating Napa Auto Parts store or Auto Care Center during July and receive a $10 mail-in rebate for a Napa Legend 75 battery. Summer heat can be harder on your battery than a ton of bricks on a fruit fly. So hurry in and get a jump on Napa's good-to-go deal. Napa know-how. I'm a legend in my own mind, and so is this battery if it had one. Offer expires 7/31/11. See your local Napa Auto Parts store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3142 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard 100 mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The occasion of our anniversary, our birthday, if you will, July the 4th, brings about every year a broadcast that has become, actually, I'm told that, Richie, this is the PBS broadcast of the Independence Day programming, a capital 4th is what it's called, become the top-rated program in primetime on PBS the last couple of seasons. And some of the people that have become a part of this. We have Steve Martin on the show this year. We have Jordan Sparks, with whom we have spoken already. Little Richard will be a lot of fun. And the fellow that sort of puts it all together is Jimmy Smits. Not a fellow that most people, when you say Jimmy Smits, immediately there is a television character, and it wouldn't be necessarily one because he's played a number of important television characters. And I have to tell you, I remember talking to you last year about this occasion, the involvement that you had with the 4th of July celebration. But I also remember we plugged a new show that you were going to be doing, and it went on the air, and it wasn't successful, and I don't know why, because of all the things.
Show.
It was a really great show. I went out saying, I'm not blowing smoke in your ear, for whatever, and just for a second, let's have the audience understand what it is about timing and how these shows are put together. You did the thing in Miami that didn't have the grit that this show had. So just a little bit on that. You were a judge, and then you got off the bench.
Okay, so there were like two strikes there in a row. You talked about the Supreme Court and the Miami show.
The Miami show wasn't good. The Supreme Court show was good.
It's part of the business. So I wish I could. There's no rhyme or reason in terms of explanations. You know, I had great times working on both of those shows, and you know, just keep on moving.
I know, but it's just frustrating when you do something. It can't be as frustrating to us as it is to you.
I'm sure. I mean, Jimmy, I got attached to that show.
I liked it. It was a great show.
So I got attached to it, and I was like, this is a good show.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so now come up with another one. That's your job.
Yeah, exactly. Your job.
Get another good show for us to watch.
Another up at bat. That's right.
Up at bat. You got to get up at bat. All right. So why is it that you feel so attached to this celebration? Because you seem to have now become very identified with this. What is there about it that does it for you?
Well, it's just the feeling that I get every year when I look at those fireworks and I see the hundreds of thousands of people who are on that West Lawn there. And it just kind of reaffirms for myself and my family this, you know, feeling of what it is to be a part of this country.
All right, explain your family heritage for those who may not know, will you?
I'm second generation in this country. My mother is from Puerto Rico, and my father's from a Dutch colony in South America. So, I mean, it's the classic immigrant story that you hear about that this country has been founded upon. You know, it's so to kind of like be together as a family and kind of see what the day represents and be there with so many people, it's every year I get goosebumps when I see those fireworks, and it's a really well produced show. You know, you mentioned how well it does on PBS every year, and the talent lineup that they have is, to me, the tapestry of what this country is all about. So they kind of, you know, Steve Martin playing his banjo and Little Richard doing rock and roll. You know, it's Josh Groban's going to be there. Jordan Sparks, you mentioned Jordan that you spoke to from American Idol. It just kind of reaffirms again what the greatness of our country.
Mm. So you use the word tapestry, which is a wonderful word in a sense. There have been people who have referred to it as the melting pot. Some people call it the mosaic. We know we have problems, certainly, because in some people's minds, we have too many people who aren't like us, whatever that means. And so you can almost forget about those things at a time like this. And maybe there are some other things when you think about us coming together, growing up in this country, and some of the things you've experienced as either a young adult or an adult, Jimmy. I always go back to 1969 when the men landed on the moon, how extraordinarily unifying it was, not only for us in our country, but all around the world.
Right.
Nobody cared about anybody else's history, religion, where their family, nobody cared.
Well, that's the same. I echo exactly what you say, and I know that I feel that amongst those couple of hundred thousand people that are there, all representative of service people and just people that come from all around the country to be in D.C. amongst those monuments, and for whatever reason that may be, if they're newly immigrant to this country, if they're from the Midwest, if they're parts of families that have lost young people in the supreme sacrifice in terms of defending our country, all of those people are there, and yeah, you do kind of like it reaffirms what it is to be part of this country, and we certainly have enough in terms of what we see on TV every day of the extremes,
yeah,
of that kind of polarity. But on that day, I just wish that feeling would kind of generate more goodwill.
Yeah, believe me.
Because of the problems that we have to deal with. Also.
I'm with you. I don't like listening to a lot of the radio stuff that I every once in a while I'm hearing, because it's so divisive. It doesn't bring us together. It doesn't fix anything. It just helps to underscore that which is different and which has been the health of our country. I mean, our differences have been our health.
Absolutely.
Yeah, over the years. So in terms of putting this together, what does it take behind the scenes? Take us behind the scenes for a few seconds. And, you talked about how well produced it is. What does it take? You're doing a live show. When you do a television show or a movie, you get to do it as many times as it takes to get it right. Not so here.
Not so. And there's a lot of people out there. It's like there are a couple of hundred thousand people
that
are on the lawn and in front of the Capitol, at least 30 or 40,000 that you're actually facing. So it's a little daunting.
Mm-hmm.
But the show is now, with all the HD work, there are over 20-something cameras that they have posited everywhere around different monuments. And, it's just this big extravaganza when you come on the lawn there and see the cranes and the huge high-definition monitors and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They really do a wonderful job with it.
Can you visit a place like Washington and blend in, or so many people know you, is it hard for you to take people, maybe your family or friends?
Doug, yeah, put my hat, my baseball cap and my glasses on, and I'm...
Right, just like Whitey Bulger.
See, Jimmy, I'm good to go.
I live in Washington, D.C., so don't think I won't be walking around the mall looking for you on Monday.
Well, I will be there. I mean, it has become a little tradition with my family now also that the extended family, I have nieces and nephews and my kids and my grandkids. We have a great time that weekend.
You have grandkids? You have grandkids?
Yeah, man.
Really?
Okay. Absolutely. Huh. But we'll go to, you know, do some tours of the monuments different places.
What's your favorite monument? My favorite is the World War II monument. What is your favorite monument?
Well, I just love the Lincoln Memorial because of the stature of it, you know.
Yeah.
It's very inspiring. But
it's an amazing thing.
We usually go in the evening to the Vietnam to the wall, and
isn't that so moving?
It always puts, you know, everything into perspective.
Yep.
Jimmy, good luck, and thank you for this. On the 4th of July, usually if you check the local listings, it would be 8 o'clock, but it's 8 o'clock Eastern time anyway. I know that for sure. Capital of 4th on PBS. Best of luck. Continuing success, Jimmy. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Doug. Take care, Rich. Thanks so much.
All right, man. I'll be stalking you on Monday.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to GEICO last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hurry into the PetSmart 4th of July sale. You'll save up to 50% on hundreds of items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $4 on all varieties of Iams dog food in 35 to 40 pound bags. No matter your dog's life stage, breed size, or specific need, PetSmart has the largest selection of Iams formulas among leading retailers to help you find the right nutrition for your dog. Don't miss these 4th of July deals, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid July 1st through July 4th.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hello, I'm Sean Donovan, Secretary of HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. HUD has a new program that offers unemployed homeowners up to $50,000 in mortgage assistance, but you must act quickly. Get more information at findehlp.org or call 855-FIND-EHLP. That's findehlp.org or call 855-346-3345. You must act quickly.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The 4th of July weekend is upon us. 800-510-8255. Which of these three is not a symbol of America, Richie? Is it the Washington Monument? Is it the Lincoln Monument? Or is it the Golden Gate Bridge? This is a test.
It's not a symbol of
emergency broadcasting
babble.
I would say the Golden Gate Bridge.
No. I mean, the Lincoln Memorial is a memorial to Lincoln, so it's not of America.
Right. Very good.
But how is the Golden Gate Bridge a symbol of America?
All right, so then Richie...
Okay, so we got that one. Okay.
Richie got a point for that. Jennifer, you'll try this one.
Okay.
Which bird is a symbol of America?
Okay.
The bald eagle, the hawk, or the turkey?
I'd like to go with the bald eagle, please.
Bald eagle. All right, so Jennifer gets 2 points for that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's your turn to answer the question, 800-510-8255. Which document is not a symbol of America? The Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Indenture, or the Constitution of the United States? Which of those documents is not a symbol of America? 800-510-8255, a swell prize for the person who figures this out. Is it the Declaration? Is it the Bill of Indenture? Or is it the Constitution that is not a symbol of America? 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, as we get into the new month, there are things to celebrate and things not to celebrate. How about we, first of all, celebrate the 10, according to Men's Health Magazine, July edition, the 10 healthy, most physically active, probably the better way of putting it, the top 10 cities in our country where people are the most physically active. Bridgie?
Number 10.
Number 10, in terms of people of power, Minneapolis.
Wow.
Number 9.
Denver.
Okay. Ooh.
Number 8.
Atlanta.
All right.
Number 7.
Portland.
Okay, that makes sense.
Number 6.
Reno.
Okay. Really?
Number 5.
Salt Lake City.
Okay.
Number 4.
Washington, D.C.
Get out of town.
Number 3.
Listen, why would you think that would be not a place for physically active people? All right, number 3, Oakland, California.
Number 2,
San Francisco, California.
Number 1,
Seattle.
See, all of those are like outdoorsy places.
Yep, most physically active people are
Northwest,
in those cities.
The Rocky Mountains, stuff like
Oakland
that.
Oakland is a little surprising.
Yeah, Oakland is the one that took me by surprise.
Of course, you have to run from all the criminals.
That's exactly it.
All right, so here's the list on the other side of the most sedentary, in other words, where the laziest, fattest people live in our country. From number 10 to number 1.
Number 10.
Number 10 is Charleston, West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Number 9.
Little Rock, Arkansas.
Okay.
Number 8.
Nashville.
Number 7.
Laredo, Texas.
Number 6.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Number 5.
Oklahoma City.
Number 4.
Tulsa.
Number 3.
Jackson, Mississippi.
Number 2.
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Number 1.
Lexington, Kentucky has gained a new distinction. The most sedentary city in these United States.
Now, that most of those are outdoorsy type places, too. Except kind of different.
Yes,
hotter and humider, though.
There it is.
Yeah. Humid. Yeah, that's true.
All right, here's Vince in Melbourne, WMEL. Hello there, Vince. I was going to say John because he runs the station. How you doing, Vince?
Hey, I'm all right. How you doing?
Well, thank you. Okay, which of those documents is not a symbol of America? The Constitution, the Bill of Indenture, or the Declaration of Independence?
The middle one, the Bill of, what'd you say, Indenture?
What he said, yeah. Right. The Bill of Indenture has nothing to do, well, I mean, it does have to do, it was part of the freedom of slavery movement, or lack thereof, if you will. So the Constitution obviously is a symbol. The Declaration is a symbol. So we're going to send you a symbol of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Vince, hold on just a second. 51 after on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Away. Tom Parsons is here from bestfares.com. You'll find a number of things at DougStephan.com in the Better Living box, including tips from Tom on traveling. A tour operator is allowed to take U.S. citizens on vacation in Cuba. How does that happen? That's one of the stories this week from bestfares.com. How would a tour operator be allowed to take citizens on a vacation to Cuba? I thought Cuba was as stupid as it seems. It is stupid.
I know. I just can't believe that myself. It is. It's definitely on my bucket list. So it's you go there. The only thing you shouldn't write on your documents is that you're going to lay on the beach. Okay. Other than that, you can go on bicycle tours or anything else you want to do. Just don't say you're going to hang out on the beach. And even though it might be what you're going
to
do.
What does that have to? I don't understand. What does that got to do with?
It shows that you're going there for tourism.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what you need to be going there for is that, again, this we used to have this years and years ago, and then they got rid of it during the Bush era, and then Obama just signed it back into law where tourism can, certain tour groups can take Americans in there.
It is the stupidest, dumbest, most ignorant thing that we aren't allowed to go to Cuba. Give me a break.
Yeah, but look how many Cubans killed Americans back in. Well, like I say, they didn't kill anybody, did they? Oh, I'm sorry.
Stupid.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know you are. All right, so what's the story here? Tom Parsons is here. Usually we talk about ways of saving money, but he's always being quoted by some of the major news media. When it comes to things that go on in travel, somebody will call Tom and ask him a question. For example, how could this fellow, Haji Ulawazam Noaibi, who is a Nigerian-born man, he had stolen ID, he had 10 old boarding passes with various names on them, he gets on a Virgin flight from New York to Los Angeles, and the only reason he got caught is because he was stupid enough to try to sit in first class. Other than that, he would never have been caught. TSA didn't get him. They didn't get him at the gate. Nobody would have gotten this guy if he hadn't sat in first class. So what?
I don't know how that really it just got me. I mean, there's so many little safeguards as you go in. And then I'm surprised that once he was a stowaway, and I guess that's the official charge he was hit with, I'm just surprised the pilot didn't force the plane down. Okay, because he did have fake documents. He had all kinds of, he got on the plane. I'm just surprised they didn't deal with it a little bit differently.
Yeah. So, the man claims to have an office in Chicago, be a frequent air traveler, And if you look at some of his posts...
Yeah, but everything they said about this guy, though, they have found to be bogus.
Fraudulent. Well, he's from Nigeria. What do you think? Come on.
I mean, he said he went to... Now, he did go to that one school, but that's where the ID he had presented, but they said he hadn't been around there for about 5 years. So,
right.
I mean, this guy, I mean, he read potential terrorists all over the place.
Yeah. You know? Right,
and I'm just surprised the captain didn't take the plane down just for safety reasons.
You wonder, don't you?
Yeah, well, you just got to figure out how he got through. You would have to say, how did he get through TSA? How did he get through our gate? How did he get
the
on this
TSA,
plane?
And I'm sure you've had plenty of conversations about the patting down of the woman, the 95-year-old woman had to take her diaper off.
Yeah.
Just the more stupidity on top of more stupidity on top of more stupidity.
I know. I'm going to be in Europe next week, and I'm going to see if there's, when I went through South America, I mean, they did a lot of checking here and there, but I don't think they're going to make me take my shoes off. I don't think they're going to make me do any of those things. So.
You don't take your shoes off any place except in America. That's it.
That's what I'm saying. I haven't done that in Mexico or anywhere else, but... it's just, but I do see a lot of Americans, getting on the planes in those countries. They take them off automatically, and the guys look at them. What the hell are you doing?
What are you doing? Yeah.
So.
All right. We were talking about the airline fees last week when you were here, and so I did a little quick research, a story in the Wall Street Journal this week about baggage. Allegiant is the number one in terms of percentage of charges, Allegiant Air. What you pay to get on the plane, the add-on fees, fuel and fare are just one, but in terms of Allegiant, mostly it's, I guess, baggage, isn't it, with them? What is there? What are they charging?
Yeah, with baggage fee. Well, I don't know. Maybe they gave Spirit a discount or something.
Spirit's number two.
Yeah, just
Ryanair three. Jet2.com is four. Tiger Airways is five. EasyJet six. AirAsia seven. Flyby. Eight, and United and Continental are 9 and 10 in terms of what they charge and how they rank among the most outrageous charges in the world.
Yeah. Well, Allegiant and Spirit both charge, but, they still get, I don't know if Allegiant charges for the boarding pass anymore.
No, I don't think they do.
And they only charge for carry-on, so I'm not sure how they rank there.
Again, another way for me to underscore about Spirit, an airline that has no reason for being. Tom Parsons, check out his